Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Da-da. Da-da. You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Hey, Kimmy's here. All right. 63 degrees right now. Going to get up into the low 80s. Wasn't yesterday supposed to be cooler?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
What the hell
happened?
Feel
much cooler.
Because high of 83 today, high of 85 tomorrow.
I guess maybe slightly less humidity.
Didn't feel any less. I was still sweating balls trying to vacuum out my car. What are we doing here? What are we doing? All right, I want to start today's show with what I believe is the best headline of the week.
Oh.
Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Quote, let me start again.
Okay.
Quote, man with world's largest penis slips and breaks his arm in shower. Because his giant penis got in the way.
He broke his arm because he has
shower.
A big penis
yes.
yeah.
in the shower. But what did he slip on?
Okay,
that's,
so
that's
penis?
What I mean. Like, how would the penis cause that injury?
Yeah. Or did he just want to squeeze in that he has a big penis?
So
got into a car accident. Man, you should see my crank.
He did not slip on his penis.
Right.
Now, this man...
How do they know it's the world's largest penis?
So it's been medically... Well, I guess...
It's documented?
Guess, yes.
Like, okay.
Yeah, of the ones that they've seen. It's a 14.5-inch penis.
Oh, my God.
It is three times larger...
That's
than
a horse crank.
14.5 not erect?
So
like, how do they measure?
I'm assuming
he's
it would
gotta
be erect.
He's got to be real. We got to be fully real.
Yeah, I'm assuming it would be erect. So this man, you can Google him. He is from England. He looks like every middle-aged English guy ever.
So he doesn't look anything different.
No, he's not.
Just really happy.
No, actually, he's not really happy. We'll get to that.
Oh, because it's straining his face? The weight?
So what's funny about this is, you know, you'd think like having the world's biggest penis would be like the greatest thing ever. He's just like a chubby 40-year-old guy.
Oh.
Like, unless, and you can actually see it through his pants when he's standing.
I could, where would you put it?
Well, yeah, he actually says...
You'd have to wear really baggy pants.
He does. He says he has to buy his pants a size up and he has to buy specialty underwear. Apparently they make special underwear for guys with huge penises, which I guess we wouldn't have to know about.
No, yeah. Get a pair of Magnum britches.
You think you would at least heard? Like, that has never made me feel worse about myself than reading this article and be like, wait a minute, I've never heard of these underpants for large penis.
So they wouldn't. They probably don't even make a rubber that big. He's
got
to use a trash can liner. What else would you use?
That's a good. Well, in sex ed they could always get even the regular condom over your arm.
No. Oh, sure. Yeah, they stretch those things.
All right. I never saw that movie.
Well, no, because like the typical, I'm too big for condoms and the sex ed teacher.
And like, no, you're not.
And like, here he goes. It's now down to my elbow over my arm. So he's good. So, no, you asked why he hurt himself in the
How did this all come about?
So according to this man, he has to be very careful because when he's naked, the size of his penis keeps him from seeing his feet and the floor below.
Is that why?
It throws off his balance.
This is what he says. He has trouble seeing his feet. So he was not able to see some shower gel in the shower.
Oh, okay.
Covered up by his penis. He slipped
sure
on it.
Sure was gel?
And the other one would have held him up. It's like sticky. because of that, he fractured his arm in two places.
Damn penis.
Yeah. But I'm kind of with you here because, like, there's several articles about this man.
Yeah.
And I went down kind of a rabbit hole. Every article he does,
yeah,
he talks about how this is not a blessing, it's a curse, and he's embarrassed by it. Yet,
but
no
you're doing
one,
an article.
Kimmy, no one would have known he broke his arm because of his penis
yeah,
had he not.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Would he would have had to call someone.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, New York Post.
Yeah.
The only way people would know you had the world's largest penis is if you bragged about it.
Yeah.
Right? You talked about it.
Yeah. Or the doctor said, man, that's a big one right there, buddy.
Yeah, but the
you might want to get that one in the books.
Like a bass you catch out on Lake Ontario.
Like, I'm trying to think of the biggest penis yeah. I've ever seen in porn. I think it was Long Dong Silver. And I think, like, they said that thing was, like, 10 inches.
Well, this guy's got him beat.
This guy's got him beat by 4 inches,
no, man. More than that, because it's, like, it's almost 15 inches. So there is a cast of his penis at a sex museum in somewhere in, like, a Scandinavian country.
Oh, because I knew there was one in Manhattan.
Yeah, this one, it's in Iceland. I'm sorry. It's the.
How do you know that, Tommy?
Oh, I get around.
Okay.
Sir,
oh,
please keep...
the Scandinavian one, not the one in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Sir, please keep your mouth off the exhibits. So it's the Phallus Museum in Iceland. It's a museum just for penises?
Wow.
Okay.
In Iceland.
Yeah. Which, if you're going to put it anywhere, you think you want to put it somewhere warmer.
Yeah, more foot traffic, too.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, the whole museum is suffering from shrinkage because it's so cold outside. So he also says it's a negative for his sex life, not a positive.
Yeah, I mean, no woman would want that.
I mean, I'm sure there are some women that would want
No, there's no woman that could take it.
No, that and like,
it's unnatural.
I would think that it doesn't, like, sex doesn't do anything for you.
As a man?
As a man.
What do you mean?
Like, there's no way that's going to work.
Why?
Anatomy-wise.
A woman can't accept
it. When you try to say it not dirty,
like,
I'm trying to think,
like,
who would have that
go
big of
so
a vagina
far.
That could take that big of a whopper of a penis? I don't think that woman exists anywhere in the history of the United States, including the military.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I would agree with you wholly.
Yeah.
Wholly. Send your mom! Send your mom's big old vagina! Well, it's a big penis. Well, it's a big penis.
Well, you didn't have to say it twice.
I did.
Like, I wonder if it's hard for him to get aroused because I don't know what... You would think that would, like, make you pass out.
All right, so it's funny you bring... No, you're laughing?
I'm not kidding.
That's a real thing. So, again, we're talking about this man. The headline of the morning is, man with world's largest penis slips, breaks arm in shower because giant penis got in the way. And this guy's done several interviews. He's a middle-aged guy from the UK. He just looks like every middle-aged guy.
But he's normal size, like, if just as a man.
Yes, I think so. I mean, I don't have anything to, like, compare him to.
Because, like, if you don't have big hands, how do you rub one out?
With two hands.
Right.
What are you doing?
You would be like, get.
Stop that, please.
You look like you're doing pottery.
You know, that's what it would be like.
So Kimmy brought up
All the blood. You only have so much blood in your body.
Yeah, so this man says that when he gets aroused, he gets lightheaded.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, all of the blood has to go
Think of how much blood is in that penis when he's railed up.
He says there are medications he can take to keep himself from getting erect so he doesn't, like, pass out.
Oh, all right.
That sounds horrible.
And I believe he's single, too.
That makes sense, because no woman...
Well, his first wife died.
Oh, really? How?
Yeah. I didn't think of the punchline of the joke.
She choked to death?
I thought we would all stop there. I thought I would get delayed, so I didn't come up with a punchline.
Did it wrap around her head like an anaconda and strangle her?
All right, can I ask... No, I'm not going to ask that question. It's far too early. All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. You could lose a leg... Or you can have a 15-inch penis. What do you choose?
Well, I want to keep my legs.
Okay. But you just laid out.
So I keep my legs, but I also had to take it on a 14-inch penis.
Okay, you get both your legs or a 15-inch penis, or you lose a leg and you keep the penis you have now. What do you choose?
No, I'm keeping my legs. Just give me a big crank.
Okay, but you just said it yourself. Like, it's going to cause all kinds of medical issues.
If so's not having a leg.
Well, no, but I mean
like
not.
A leg.
Yeah, but you can function without a leg. I mean, I would think that the penis is going to affect your life way more socially, relationship-wise. Yeah.
My age?
Well, maybe not your age, but as a younger person.
You can't have sex. You just said it yourself. There is no more sex. So, it's essentially...
I mean, my days are dwindling down anyway, brother. I'm keeping my legs. Man, legs are key.
One leg. You get to keep... You got two. You got two legs.
Yeah, I'm going to be fully legged. Give me the big crank.
All right.
I've seen you walk. What are you holding on to?
You'd probably walk better with one leg.
With one of them flipper ones?
Yeah.
Stronger leg.
All right, Kimmy, your husband?
Yeah.
Either gets a 15-inch penis or he loses a leg. What do you choose?
I'm taking that leg.
You're taking his leg? He can't work without a leg.
Yeah, but it would affect our relationship
more than...
You're
being selfish.
I think he would pick the leg.
You could take yoga. I'm just saying.
All right. I mean, I would let him make that decision, but I would think he would want the leg gone.
It's your choice. You're the one that's going to make the choice. And he's going to stand there and watch you while you do it, not able to say anything.
Oh, I'm chopping off the leg?
Well, no, you're not going to...
Hand saw?
All right, let me ask you another question there, smart guy.
Good.
All right. 15-inch penis?
Yeah.
2.5-inch penis?
Oh, geez.
What do you choose? What are you going with, buddy?
Well, if I have a 2.5-inch penis, it would double what I have now.
Micro penis or giant penis?
Again, you're asking a 66-year-old man.
Okay, put yourself back
in. You know what? I really want to see what a big penis feels like. I'm going to take the big crank.
Okay, like that's what's so funny about this.
I want like a Hindenburg crank. Oh, the humanity.
You're talking about the Crankedenburg?
Yeah.
It's so funny to me
with
guys because like we are reading this story.
Yeah, telling you all the bad things.
Like this guy has it and he says it's no good.
Yeah,
it's making
horrible.
My life miserable. Everything sucks. But even with this man who has it.
If I had it, it'd be different.
Yeah, you can't get over the fact like giant penis though, huh?
It might be fun for a little while.
How?
I don't know, just to look at
it. He does not have any positive things to say about his giant penis.
Yeah.
Says it's making his life miserable. But like, oh man, girls love it. Look, 15-inch penis. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. A man who's about a 70-inch penis.
Oh.
Rammer's on CMF. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. So, I just want to point out, you know, you can get a fake, you know, a replacement leg.
You can?
You can't really get a replacement penis.
Well, you can, actually. No, they have surgical options for that.
Yeah, it happened to...
It's not going to be the same, especially if you got a, you know, low hung like an elephant. You know, I mean, where are you going to go? It's not going to make you bigger. But, you know, I got a problem with this whole story because, you know, for one reason, how do you know this guy is the record holder unless you absolutely measured 100% of all the men in all the world?
Fair statement. Why, are you looking for a part-time job or ever?
No, but I'm kind of also thinking that this guy is unhappy with his penis. I mean, he's in the wrong business. I could, you know, there's lots of ways you could make money with that thing. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Are you buying tickets?
So he was asked about this, Rammer, in a recent interview. He said 20 years ago he would have been doing the OnlyFans thing. He says he's too old at this point.
I was just going to say that. Like, I would think even if you don't do anything sexual on OnlyFans, there would be people that would pay just to see it.
Yeah, I mean, Tommy's a member for the Toe, you know, fan club. I mean, he's looking at toes all day, so I'm sure there's somebody looking at penises.
All right,
guys, have a good Friday.
There you go, Rammer. Have a good rest of the day. What did I miss with the toe?
I don't know.
Okay. We all know Tommy's anti-toes, if anything.
Yeah.
I'm not pro-foot.
Yeah.
I mean, Kimmy, all right. Yeah. Now, this is an adult question.
No, I don't know.
I'm trying to think how to put this. You love your husband, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Known him a long time.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
Charming, kind, heroic man. Looks great without a shirt. We've all seen the camera.
Oh, yeah. Chiseled.
Would a 15-inch penis be enough where you could not have a relationship even with the man you love the most?
Well, I think it would be hard to get that relationship started if you never have that intimate relationship.
Okay, but like that would be enough. Like just looking at that size would be enough for you to be like, I'm not even trying this.
Well, you physically couldn't.
I mean, no, I'm sure you could.
How?
I mean,
hold on.
You'd be split in half like a popsicle stick.
Oh.
Like the amount of pain
that a woman
would have to endure.
We don't know what that pain feels like.
I don't even think about back there. That ain't happening.
You were saying?
I don't know. I don't know how. I would almost think like he could be in more pain than she would be because she can only do so much. Does that make sense?
No. Explain. Oh, you're talking about?
Like, because first of all, he gets lightheaded if he even gets there.
Okay, fair enough.
I would just think it would be such a process to getting anything started in that relationship.
Well, I mean, look, like he can stimulate himself, but. You're going to be, you know, what's in it for you?
Can he? I don't know
how
often
that
works.
15 inches? Okay, let's say you didn't get lightheaded. Yeah. Are you willing to try it with a man that you love?
I mean, you would, yeah, if you really love somebody, you'd try it.
Half of it would be hanging out.
But that's what I mean. It wouldn't do anything for anybody.
Okay, all right. Can you Google what the average length, the length of an average newborn baby is? What?
Oh, the actual length of a baby.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm just out of curiosity.
Oh, that's right? a good question.
How many inches is the average newborn baby? Is his penis?
I'm going to say he is 2 inches longer than the average
The
baby.
Average length.
Birth of a new baby. Fresh out of the womb.
Fresh out the
I'm
baby.
Gonna tell you in a
I'm going to say he's 2 inches
long. He's got the answer.
What?
The average length of a baby at birth ranges from 19 to 20 inches.
All right, so he's 5 inches short.
Oh.
Why'd you make a face?
Man, I got babies way off. Man.
Yeah, man. You never.
I've just seen two. I've only seen
two babies.
I got the grandkids.
No, but you never. Have you seen a baby being born in person?
Yeah.
Wait, why?
Well, not like out to shoot, but like right after.
Oh, but now, okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, I didn't.
Out to
shoot. I've never had children, so I wasn't there. So I had one sister-in-law, and I didn't know we were going in like right after the kid was done. And like I came around the corner,
kid's
and I go,
done.
Jesus Christ.
Fully cooked.
It flipped me out. Like, is there certain things you shouldn't see in your life?
Oh, really? You didn't even see the worst part, man. Shut up.
I saw enough for a guy that's not your husband. I shouldn't have seen that.
A baby?
No. The other part.
Oh, you saw the other part?
Kind of.
The baby shoot, as they say.
Why did you see that?
Because they said, come on in when it was too soon. We walked around the corner.
Okay, gotcha.
And then they're going, wait, we're all standing there.
Well, saying come on in is what got her in that situation in the first place.
Have that. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I guess the moral of this story.
Well, there is no moral.
Well, no, there is.
What?
I mean, it's for everybody else that's not this man with the world's giant penis, no. World's largest penis that's slipping in the shower on account of it. You know, we all think we want things.
Yeah, that's right? True. And bigger is better, right?
Yeah, I think that most men would appreciate more penis.
Well, you want a little bit more.
Okay. But like, you know how it is, man. You're never satisfied because a little bit more leads to a little bit more. Yeah, leads to a little bit more. And then before you know it, you're slipping in the shower because you can't see your giant feet because your giant penis.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Money, 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 money.
Gotta have it, baby.
Money. No, you got, okay. It seems the best investment on the planet is buying an NFL franchise.
Yeah, you can't lose.
You really can't lose because your Buffalo Bills are one of the least valuable NFL franchises.
Mm.
And it was, ah, ha, 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 ha. But it turns out even the least valuable NFL franchise makes you a buttload of money. And one thing, looking through this information that we got earlier this week, is very clear.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for this happening like 10 years ago, we would not have a team to cheer for.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the Breaker Rochester Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Your Buffalo Bills are in Chicago this morning.
Oh.
So they have a joint practice with the Bears today before they go play in primetime Sunday night. By the way, this sucks. This really sucks. I don't want to stay up until 10:30.
I'm staying up for a preseason game.
I'm going to watch it.
You're going to watch a whole thing?
Yeah.
Wait, so they're...
They're playing 8 o'clock on Sunday night.
Yeah.
The Bears.
Yeah. Yes, in Chicago. Yeah. A game you can listen to live on CMF. And I'll say even more so this week than I did last week.
Yeah.
If you stay up till 10:30, 11 o'clock to listen to a Bills preseason game on CMF, you, my friend, are the diehardest of Bills fans. So earlier this week, the annual list of the most valuable NFL franchises came out. We have the value of every NFL franchise from 1 down to 32. Would you like to take a shot at the most valuable franchise in the
NFL? This is number one every year, Cowboys.
You got it. Do you know how much they're worth?
So I'm going to say $10
billion. $10 billion. Kim, you want to take a shot?
$15
billion. The Dallas Cowboys. Ooh, that's higher than 10. The Dallas Cowboys are currently valued at $12.8
billion.
I mean, yeah, just that the branding alone.
So the and they're not even good.
No, they've been terrible for a very long time.
And their quarterbacks become TV stars.
Yeah, every single
Troy Aikman and Tony Romo are all over the TV.
Yeah, they've had multiple guys.
And let's not forget Dandy Don Meredith, who was a joke, was a guy on Monday Night Football for years and years and years. So it's if we go 1 through 5, Cowboys, LA Rams, Giants, Patriots, 49ers are the 5 most valuable franchises in the NFL. Your Buffalo Bills.
Hey, where are we sitting?
Come in at 26. The Bills are currently valued at about $6 billion.
So who's below them?
It would be the...
Like Jacksonville, maybe?
So I'll go from the bottom up. All right, 32. Cincinnati, Jacksonville, New Orleans, Arizona, Indianapolis.
Man, Cincinnati's interesting. Last.
Yeah, yeah. So $6 billion compared to $12.8 billion.
Yeah.
Sounds like a giant gap.
Yeah.
And the Bills get laughed at a lot because of the small market and everything and the value. That being said, that $6 billion that the Bills are worth is $4.5 billion more than the Pegulas paid for the Bills just 11 years ago.
So they doubled their money.
No, they tripled their money.
Tripled their money.
They paid $1.4 billion. It's worth $6
billion. Damn.
They made, in 11 years, $4.5 billion.
How do you not sell? At his age, right?
Because it's like, just going to keep getting more. Well, he wants to give the team to his kids.
I was going
to
say, like, the family's involved.
Kid's a goddamn major tennis star.
Well, one of
them. He has
them
other kids.
Yeah. And by the way, I mean, you're not going to make billions of dollars being a tennis star. You will make billions of dollars running
in it is.
How could you sit on that at that age? He's walking around with that bucket hat on.
Well, you bring that up. It's funny watching Hard Knocks.
Oh, my God.
If you, because he's in a room full of people, and I'm like, if you were to point out the billionaire in that room, not knowing who it was, you would, it would just be like, you know, throwing darts at a dart. You would have no idea who the richest guy in that room is.
But the most successful billionaires are that guy, right? Like, I mean, you look at Bill Gates, like Tom Golisano.
He wears, like, the comfy shoes.
But he just looks like an old grandpa that just showed up to watch the game.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like his grandkids out there.
Sure. And what's funny is, like, the difference between the Bills and the least valuable franchise in the NFL, the Cincinnati Bengals, is only about $400 to $500 million.
And the Bengals have a fairly new stadium and...
It's not that new. It's like 20 years old.
Is it that old?
I think it might be.
Oh.
All right. Anyway, what is very apparent is you look at the Cowboys at $12.8 billion, all the way down to the Bengals at $5.5 billion, and the Bills at 26 at $6 billion. One thing is very apparent based on this list.
What's that?
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How successful your team is has nothing to do with how much your team is worth. It is all about where they are located. The biggest cities are the most valuable team.
Because Kansas City didn't show up on either end of that list.
Exactly. So Kansas City has been by far the most successful team of the last decade. Like, you know, infinite Super Bowl appearances.
And they're sitting in, what, the middle?
16th.
Yeah, that's right around the middle.
$6.53 billion. The Kansas City Chiefs are worth half as much as the Dallas Cowboys, and they have been one of the most successful. They're on one of the most successful runs in NFL history.
Right.
Even more astonishing, right before the Raiders moved to Vegas, they were 19th on this list. Currently, they sit at 9th at $7.9 billion.
Because they moved to Vegas.
Yes, they jumped 10 spots solely because
of the move.
And like you brought up earlier, the Cowboys have been a joke for two decades, three decades. Their owner is a clown, a legitimate clown.
Yes.
And they are the most valuable franchise. So like when you take all this information and you put it through Bills fans' lenses, I think you can make a pretty good argument. If it wasn't for a local owner in the Pegula family coming in and buying the Bills, there is no way this franchise would still be in Western New York.
Yeah, because somebody's going to move it and make a pile of cash. Yeah.
The LA Rams are proof of it.
Yeah.
I mean, so the Rams right now are the second most valuable franchise in the NFL. I do not have the data what they were in St. Louis, but I promise you they weren't in the top 20.
All right, so the dude that owns SoFi Stadium, which team does he own both teams or just one team?
He owns the Rams and SoFi Stadium. So okay. Stan Kroenke's his name.
And he owns that stadium. Like, that's his.
Yes. He turned down a free stadium in St. Louis to spend billions of dollars to build his own stadium in L.A.
God damn.
Yes. But, I mean, it paid off. I mean, the guy's a scumbag. He's a huge scumbag.
You have to be to make that kind of money. You cannot be a nice guy and make that kind of money. It's impossible.
But, like, if we go back to 2011 when this Bills team was for sale, Ralph Wilson passes away. His family's trying to sell.
And everybody was looking at it.
You had Bon Jovi and a group of people looking
Trump.
To buy. You had Trump looking to buy.
We thought it was, if it didn't end up in the Pegula's hands, it was going to Toronto. Right?
Which is,
like, that was
yeah.
I don't know where I guess it could have gone to other places, but I always thought, like, they're eventually going to end up in Toronto.
Well, L.A. was still on the table at that point. They
was didn't
it? Have teams out there, yeah. But, like, you know, Trump, Bon Jovi, all the other people said, no, we're going to keep in Buffalo. Looking at this list.
Yeah, you're right.
There's no way.
Why would you?
Yeah. Well, because it's the right thing to
do.
No, but
I mean, if you're just looking as an investment and you don't care about, you know, the legacy, you're going to move that team and make more money.
And it's funny because this is all nuanced because I don't want to make this sound like it's a glowing endorsement of, you know, Terry Pegula, although I do appreciate him keeping both my favorite teams here in town, because the other side of this argument is if Pegula doesn't buy the team and the team does move, well, now the state's not on the hook for a couple billion dollars for this new stadium, right? Like, I mean, everything is give and take. There's an argument to be made for both sides here. But it also, this list, may give us a glimpse because, you know, I have a theory that it is just a matter of time before the NFL has a European division.
Yeah, right.
Right. And my theory is they have two new teams, and they move two NFL teams currently.
So they'll make two new franchises.
You got it.
Expansion.
Two expansion teams.
And then bring in three.
Bring two current teams over.
So you'd have four?
Four in every division.
So you'd have to take the two crappiest drawn teams. One's got to be Jacksonville because they're half the time in London anyway.
Yeah, Jacksonville's going to be one of them, and their owner is English or spent a lot of time in it.
Yeah.
So you have Cincinnati, New Orleans, Arizona.
Well, Cincinnati can't move.
Why?
I mean, that's a popular team.
They're
man.
The lead.
I mean, there's a really popular team in Cincinnati.
Their owners don't spend money. They're notoriously cheap. And they're the least valuable franchise. You look at New Orleans. They almost moved out of New Orleans before Hurricane Katrina. They have, one, I believe, the oldest stadium in the NFL.
Yeah, that
would make sense.
Yeah, that stadium was built before I was in high school.
And then Arizona has, you know, it's a newer stadium if you're old, but that stadium's 20 years old now.
How do they draw?
I don't know.
Like, what fans are like in Arizona. I know nothing about Arizona fans.
They haven't been good in, like, 15 years, right? So, like, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Of the teams that are like Arizona, New Orleans, or Cincinnati would be that other team they're going to move to London. Just based on how much these things are worth. Because, again, if you look at what the Rams were worth before they went to L.A., if you look at what the Raiders are worth before they moved to Las Vegas, can you imagine what an NFL franchise would be worth as the first on a new continent?
Ooh.
Can they just move a team without the owner? Like, what if the owner's like, I'm not selling, I don't care?
I mean, if you had the
don't they vote normally?
Yeah, like,
because they all have a vote.
Can they force a team out?
I don't think. I mean, look, there's ways to do this.
Yeah. Well, like, Jerry Jones is like the top guy of the owners, right?
Yeah, yes, which is also ridiculous.
But he's, you know,
he's the dumbest of all.
But he calls the shots almost for the other guy,
which is insane because the man does not make good decisions. I mean,
he does do some good decisions
when it comes to actual football.
No, but obviously he's rich.
Yeah. I mean, how many times do we have had this discussion? Just because you're rich doesn't mean you're smart.
He's got a big boat.
Wow.
He's got a yacht.
Wow.
250-footer.
Wow.
Called the Big Jerry. The Rockin' Big Jerry.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's called the Big
Rockin' Big Jerry.
Is it?
I have no idea what it's called.
I was going to say.
I think it's Doc Sucker.
No, that was that your mom's boat? I was asking a question about your mom's boat. I don't know why you're getting all upset. 252 WCMF, earlier this week, the NFL puts out their list of value for each NFL team. The Dallas Cowboys, the most valuable at $12.8 billion, the least valuable. Cincinnati Bengals at $5.5 billion. The Bills pop in at $26 billion, right around $6 billion, which is $4.5 billion more than the Pagulas paid for it back in 2011. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's funny. Even the least valuable franchise is going to make you $100 million a year. And you ask why you don't sell. It's because you're still profiting $100 million a year without even selling your team.
I know, but man, just thinking all that money sitting there, and if you're older, I mean, like Terry Pegula's got to be in his late 70s.
Sure.
I'm just thinking, man, life's short. I got to go spend some of this. You can give it to your kids.
He's 74.
Okay, so outside of not – what's Al Davis's kid's name? Why am I blanking?
Lil Al.
Outside of the younger Davis.
Yeah.
All of these NFL owners are so wealthy. Like, I know it sounds insane, like, but a couple $1 billion doesn't make a difference.
Which is insane to be that rich.
But it's the clout, right? Like, the NFL ownership is a very, very, very exclusive group. Like you said, these other 31 billionaires have to vote you in.
Yeah.
And if enough of them go, I don't like you, you don't get to go. Some of the richest men on the planet in... Jeff Bezos, for example, was looking into buying the Washington Commanders,
right.
And he wasn't going to get the support to get in.
I mean, Trump didn't get
he
in.
He would never got the support to get in, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you say, why would you want this? Yeah. Well, these two guys wanted it bad, and they were not able to get that brass ring.
Yeah.
It says something about you when you own a sports franchise. I mean, it does look like a blast.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to have a lot of headaches, too.
Why? Bro, even if you're – look at the Pittsburgh Pirates, man. They're the worst team maybe in professional sports.
Yeah, they always are.
And they turn a profit, a massive profit every year. What's the headache? And then you look at a guy like
– you know, the problem, toilets are overflowing.
This guy
doesn't want to work Sunday, you know.
I mean, you look at a guy like Mark Cuban, right? Like, you know.
Yeah, he got out.
He did get out. But that guy got to be a fan owner of the Dallas
Mavericks.
Yeah,
he loves basketball.
For 25 years. Like, that looks like so much fun.
I think that's the thing. I'm not that big of a fan of the sport.
Okay.
I'm just thinking of the money.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But you're a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I would sell to you.
You would become a fan, I would think, because that rooting for that team makes you money.
Not true.
Think about this, Kimmy. You want a new jersey? Just go downstairs.
Yeah.
Tell the guy to give it to you.
Although, does that kind of take the fun out of, I mean, I know they're billionaires, so it's a different, whole different mindset. But, like, when you're that invested and people are going to criticize you for the way the team's doing... I mean, I know maybe you don't listen or you're not unaffected, but I don't know if that takes some of the fun out of being a fan when you're at that level.
That's valid.
Because you got a big ego.
Yeah.
And you don't want
to hear
you know, pipsqueaks like on a radio show going, you're the dumbest man on the planet.
Worst owner in the NFL.
Yeah, but you know what
you're
I could
an
do?
Idiot.
I could take $500,000 in each hand and stuff it in my ears.
Oh.
So I don't have to hear it.
Okay. Or he could come in and stuff it in my mouth. I would take $500,000 in my mouth.
Really?
Yeah. If a billionaire walked in here right now, he had $500,000, you could have this. I'm going to shove it in your mouth. You wouldn't take that money?
I mean, I guess I
Bro,
would.
Bro, I'll bend over. You could put it there.
Okay.
It still spends. I may walk funny for a week.
Let's take one call.
Okay.
Just to get as far away from where this conversation went as possible.
Money on my butt.
You know, we're talking about a European division.
Yes.
Two expansion teams, two current teams. Scott's on CMF. Hey, Scotty, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Tommy, I've got a little kiosk in the men's room. It's called $500,000 in your mouth, or I don't know what.
Not as easy as it looks, is it, Scott?
So I think it's Mark Davis. But
yeah, Mark, you're right.
You're saying two new NFL teams and two that moved. That makes 34 total.
Yes.
I know we don't do a lot of math in the break room, but that's 17 per conference. How do you divide that into divisions? That doesn't make it even.
Well,
I think
no,
you got to have four new ones over there.
The NFL has had weird numbers for a couple of years throughout its way. Look, they'll find a way to make it work because you can't add another four teams on top of that or another two teams. You don't have enough quarterbacks now for the franchises that currently exist, you know?
Right, but then you end up with one conference with one more team or one division with one more team than the other divisions, and I think for competitive balance, you can't do it that way.
But not
you got to have four teams, or you move four existing teams.
Oh, it's possible. Okay, so then you have Cincinnati, Jacksonville, New Orleans, Arizona, Indianapolis, or Carolina go to Europe. But then again, they still make money. I don't know, Scott. This is above my pay grade, man.
Why are you going to ruin things,
on,
Scott?
I thought they went to Duffy.
for all of the ideas on how not the math. NFL should operate.
They only come to me for legitimate kiosk jokes, Scott, and I want you to work as hard as you can and try that again some other day, okay, buddy?
All right, I'll call back later.
All right, thank you, Scott. Have a good rest of the day. There goes the worst men's room kiosk joke ever.
Yes.
He was on the right path, just couldn't bring it home.
Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is literally unbelievable.
There got to be some jive.
Gimme! We know what home prices in our area are.
Oh, yeah.
So a house listed for this little, it makes sense it got national attention.
Yeah.
But there is a reason, Tommy, why this home is listed so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because there's anything wrong with it. It's taking advantage of our brains. Because when we see a deal, we do some really stupid things.
Yes, we do.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You want an affordable home in Western New York?
Hell yes.
Too bad! Well, no. There is one exception.
Right.
Right now, a home in Cheektowaga, just outside of Buffalo, has made national news after it was listed for just a dollar.
Okay.
They listed the home for a dollar.
Who lived in it?
Full home.
Full home. What do you mean? Just nobody. It's just a person.
Why is it so cheap?
All right, so you probably think something's wrong with it, right?
Well, either that or something horrible happened to it, or somebody horrible owned it, like the Lackawanna Six.
No. Right. None of those things.
Right.
It is a standard middle-class home.
Okay.
3-bed, 1-bath, 1,100-square-foot ranch.
Yeah, cute little place.
Little yard, neighborhood is fine.
Nice.
It is not a scam. It is legitimately listed for a dollar.
So it's got to be off the market. Somebody had to buy it.
Well, so I think this weekend is when they're taking all the offers.
So we'll be off the market soon.
You got it.
I'm going down with my dollar.
Yep.
Well, doesn't really work like that.
Exactly. I love how he's. Well, he doesn't own.
Here's
a home.
My dollar.
First of the house with a dollar wins.
Give my house.
The reason. The home is listed for a dollar. It is a new.
That's where it starts.
Yes, it's a new selling strategy designed to get more money than the house would have been worth listing it for its actual ask.
Okay, get more so people looking at it. That's for sure.
Okay, so first, that's it. For the idea behind it. The listing price, one, is going to attract, like Kimmy said, way more attention than any other house. And it worked, by the way. The Zillow listing already has over like 40,000 views. And the seller's agent believes that people will look to see what the other homes in the area have sold for recently and overshoot what they would have spent had they listed the home for what it was worth.
So they're just looking to start a bidding war this house,
well,
basically.
Anything would have started a bidding war. It's what's called the idea of perceived value.
Okay.
Are you familiar?
You put the price on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And not only that, okay, if they listed the house for $200,000,
yeah.
Well, you're not all that impressed. There's lots of homes listed for $200,000. But because they're only asking a dollar,
okay.
That seems like a bargain. And it you is. Want that bargain. You want to win that bargain. So maybe you're willing to offer $215,000,
gotcha.
Instead of the $200,000 you would have offered if that's what they listed. And it makes no logical sense, but it checks out.
How people think.
Yes. This strategy with homes has been tried around 25 times nationwide in the last year. And every single home that did this reported the home sold for more than what they would have if they listed what it was actually worth.
Well, I'm going to feel really stupid if I'm down there with my dollar
and
then I got to go home.
Oh, I mean, you're
in the car with my dollar.
You're pretty stupid. Like, everything checks out so far.
But at least I kept my dollar.
Saved a dollar. And to prove what they are trying to do is working.
Yeah.
I will give everyone listening the address to the house, 141 Diane Drive, because I know everyone listening wants to run to Zillow to see what a $1 house looks like. Your brain is not letting you get away from, I want to know what this house looks like. It's already working.
Yeah.
It's a dick move.
Yeah, but like it works. You make money. Only dicks make money.
Okay.
That's how you get rich.
You're a dick. You've got no money.
Well, yeah. Maybe I'm not doing dick right. I'm going to work on it. My dictum.
We're going to leave that alone.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a first for you.
I was nice. I could have done so many mom jokes, and I let it go.
See? You're not a big dick.
Okay. Kimmy.
Yeah.
With this strategy,
mm-hmm.
There is literally nothing to lose for the people who own this
right.
house. Because if the theory works, they get more money than they would have straight up listing it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, then they don't get the offers they want. They can just pull it off the market and put it back up, now knowing what people are willing to pay for it. Doesn't that screw the buyer in both ways?
Well, I don't know, though, because if you pull it off the market and then go back on the market, and majority of people that were interested in the house already saw it, are they gonna try again for it?
Well, now I know what people are willing to pay for this house. You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody bid $180,000 and we said no, and then we put it back out on the market for $175,000, $180,000,
it seems like you can't lose right now. There's just too many people out there looking for a house.
Right.
Which is what pisses me off about this, is like, there's so many people willing to overspend.
Right.
Why do you need more money?
Well, get all of it.
Wow. This feels like it should be illegal.
Well, it is. I mean, why should it be illegal? Okay. You should try to get as much money as you can.
All right, let me put it this way. It feels like it should be illegal that you're allowed to take your house off the market if you don't like the offers you get.
Oh.
For example, let's say I list
you said you're going to sell. You got to sell, though.
So let's say I list my house at $200,000.
Because
these people are listing for a dollar.
Right.
Yeah.
And let's say they get $150,000 and they say no. Any other business would be in trouble for doing that. If Wegmans had a $4 price tag on a box of cereal, and then you brought that cereal to the front, and they were like, here's my $4. And they were like, you know what? No, I don't want to sell it to you. I don't want to sell it to you anymore. And you go and say $4. And you go, no, now I want six.
Yeah.
They would be in trouble.
Yeah, they would.
Same thing would happen at a car dealership. Why is it okay when someone's selling a house?
Like, I guess because you're a private citizen.
Fine. No. Because like, if I listed a thing on Craigslist for my car for like $7,000, and someone came and said, I'll give you $7,000. You know what? No, today, not today.
I think you can do that.
Can you do that?
Yeah. You could take the best offer.
You can put
a price or best offer on a car if you're selling it yourself.
I feel like there should be a law that if you list a home for a certain price.
Go ahead, commie boy.
And somebody, how is that communism? That's capitalism.
Red Square. Were you selling your house in Red Square?
How is that communism?
Because you're trying to control how much money
I have asked for this much money.
Right.
I am giving you this much money. And you go, no!
Yes.
Well, but
that's called capitalism.
That's not capitalism.
That's called freedom.
But I guess there are reasons though somebody may have to pull their house off the market. Like their deal fell through, or they can't move anymore, or they had a job and now they don't.
Or I'm greedy.
Yeah.
That's different. Look, deal falls through, all that stuff, fine. I mean, like, if you list your house for a certain amount of money and somebody says, here is that amount of money, you should be forced to sell it to them by law.
No.
I stand by that. Why ask for that much money?
I want to see what's out there.
Okay.
Might be some more over there.
And that's what I mean. Like, the last thing we need right now is higher prices for homes. People already can't afford them the way it is.
They'll start making more houses because they know there's a need for it. They'll start slapping up, like, shoddy, crappy, make sure, the light switch kind of works. They'll make crappy houses for people.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this house that's made national news in Cheektowaga, just west of us outside of Buffalo. The home, 1,100 square feet, 3-bed, 1-bath, little yard, nice neighborhood. Looks great. Ranch house. It's listed for $1. It is not a scam. It is on Zillow right now. You can look at it yourself. 141 Diane Drive. And the idea behind it is, yes, they want more than $1 for the house.
Yeah.
But they believe in listing it for $1, not only will they get more attention, which it did.
Yeah.
The idea of perceived value, because it's priced lower than every other house in the world, it will get more money than if they listed it for what the house is actually worth. And it's proven about 25 times in the last year, this has worked for home buyers and sellers,
Yeah.
This is going to start happening more, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're going to get on Zillow and there's going to be 15 homes in Rochester listed for $1.
Yeah.
And it's going to make buying even more complicated.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know, though. I mean, With it as crazy as it is, I mean, homes are already going for so much more over. I mean, would it really make that big of a difference?
Here's why it might. So, Kimmy, right now, and you know this, having bought a house most recently in the room of anybody else, depending on the neighborhood, you have to be prepared to spend anywhere between 20 and 100 grand over what asking is.
Yeah.
Like, that's a legitimate thing. And that sucks. But your realtor, based on the neighborhood and what the house is being asked for, will be able to ideally tell you where that line is. Like, this is where you want to come in. In this case, when it's listed for $1, you are completely in the dark.
Sure.
There is no way to know if the people bidding beside you are willing to pay whatever it takes to get their hands on the house.
But those people are willing to pay whatever it takes anyways.
I guess I want a target. I want a better target.
Yeah.
Because let's say that
I would think they'll put it, like, having the target, though, is what's going to create the more of a bidding war.
It's almost like a blind auction.
Well, I mean,
like, you don't see what the other offering. Yeah. So you're all just screaming out numbers.
Because
you're not seeing what the other guy's putting out there.
Right. Exactly. So that could actually make the house cheaper.
There's no way this is cheap.
Because if somebody comes in high and nobody else is close to that, well, nobody's going to. There's not going to be a bidding war between two people.
But it doesn't seem to be going that way.
I mean, again, it said this has been tried roughly 25 times. Every single person that tried it said, yeah, they got more money than they would have gotten.
Well, I don't know.
Instagram message coming in. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Nick writes, yeah, these people out here selling their houses are taking advantage of people's desperateness, skipping inspections. And then when you finally pay that lump sum of money, you move in, you find 101 things wrong, like black mold, ceiling caving in, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Well, you probably should have seen the ceiling caving in, but the black mold.
Yeah.
But that could happen anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, man, you're being awfully.
Well, I'm just saying it's rough out there no matter how.
Tough out there, kids, but I got a house.
Oh, yeah, that's just saying she's got her house. Well,
I'm in.
Good luck with you guys.
I'm locked in.
No matter
how
you do it, you're going to be overpay. So.
Hey, moldy.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save.
Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.